I have owned and operated an equine center, that's horses, for 35 years on the bottom of this mountain. People don't come to our site to ride their horse around indoor arena.
Just stop for a minute. Do you feel that? You hear the wind going through the trees and the peacefulness? It's so much bigger than words.
The least bad of two bads for our economic and energy future is not a good choice.
These are the voices of Montgomery County landowners. They're talking about their lives on Brush Mountain, an area that currently stands in the way of the latest planned route of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. It would be one of a few interstate natural gas lines the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is evaluating that would run through Virginia. But some landowners in the New River Valley who fear FERC might approve the pipeline are trying other means to get their message heard. They're turning to music.
It takes a concept of a musical line, which is a long, narrow shape, and it imposes that upon the corridors where the natural gas pipeline expansions are being projected.
That's Aviva Romani, an ecological artist in New York, with her Blue Trees Symphony, a project she hopes will stop new pipelines all across the country.
Then within that aerial configuration, trees are painted
with blue buttermilk paint to make waves that represent musical notes. Romani then transfers the notes that the painted trees represent from their geographic configuration to a measure of music, which becomes the Blue Trees Symphony. The final product, the painted trees and the symphony combined, is then copyrighted. But has combining ecological art and copyright law been of use in stopping a pipeline? Well, yes, in Canada at least.
It's based on the concept of an artist in Canada named Peter von Tieselhausen, who copyrighted the top 6 inches of his soil and kept a pipeline from going through.
That's Robin Boucher, the Blacksburg artist who is bringing the Blue Trees Symphony to the New River Valley. The idea is that copyrighting the artwork might protect the trees from the imminent domain claim the pipeline has to unearth the land, and thus the trees, temporarily during installation. Boucher led a group of Southwest Virginia residents and Virginia Tech students to paint a stretch of trees on Brush Mountain.
What we've done here is probably going to be a leg row because the pieces are really, the trees are really close together.
The score being composed on the trees themselves forces the music to bend to the natural environment, and its creators hope the Mountain Valley Pipeline does the same. But so far, at least, no judge has turned that hope into precedent. The first trees Romani painted, the overture of the symphony, were in New York. She hoped it would stop a pipeline in the Northeast called Algonquin, but Spectra Energy still constructed that pipeline, and a judge ruled they acted within the law.
It was destroyed, and honestly, for a long time, I found that so overwhelmingly upsetting that they had done it that I wasn't sure what my next move should be. Where we did the overture, one of the problems was that we were only brought into the process fairly late in the game.
But whether or not starting the legal process earlier here in the New River Valley results in a victory for the symphony, Romani says the project will live on.
The ideas in this project, the legal ideas, the aesthetic ideas, they can destroy every last trace of the project, but the ideas can't be killed, because once you get an idea out there, it's never lost.
I'm Wes Williams.